I've been coming to Landmark for 3 years, just over 3 years now. And to be honest with you, this is the first time I've ever been in an adult class. I know. So I don't know if that means I'm incredibly immature or if I'm just, you know, busy elsewhere, but this is my first time, so please cut me some slack. Amen. But I am happy to be with you. I do feel like I have a word from the Lord for you this morning. Amen. As we get started this morning, this is something very personal to me, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to open up quite a bit to everyone this morning. This is something that God has dealt with me directly about, and a revelation that has happened in my life this week. And, you know, I had plans of teaching something completely different, something not even in the same realm as what I'm about to teach this morning. But when I saw what God did to my life, I felt led and compelled by God to express that this morning. Amen. And I'm about to, you know, do some things. I promise I'm not getting comfortable here or too comfortable here. I'm going somewhere. All right. So let me get all set up here. Amen. In the meantime, if you would turn in your Bibles to Exodus 33, verse 15. And while you're getting there, you know, I told you that I felt as if I had a personal revelation from God. Basically, that revelation was as this. For the past year and a half, you know, it's not like I've been dealing with some major sin, some major doubt in God, or, you know, some serious significant issue in my family or anything like that. But me and God have been kind of going rounds for about the past year and a half now, where I keep begging and He just keeps stone colding me. Just keeps, we won't say ignoring me, but we'll say that God is waiting on something from me. And, you know, I've prayed, I've fasted, I've done everything as a young minister could think of to do. I've done it. I've pursued every avenue I can to get the result I'm asking for from God. And I've just felt for the past year and a half that I didn't know where I was going with it. I felt kind of lost at times, not spiritually, but with this particular instance. And so this past week, it was actually Monday night, I was laying in bed and I had a dream, and I woke up praying. And I was praying over the same situation that I've been dealing with for the past year and a half. And, you know, to me, it's something extremely personal, something, you know, we're not really going to talk about this morning with the exception of an answer that I received from the Lord. There's only been a couple of times in my life that I've felt that I've heard an audible voice from God telling me to do something, telling me to act a certain way. And I can't even say this morning that this was an audible voice, you know, Christian, do this. But I can tell you that this was direct from God when He said, the answers and the miracle that you are seeking are found in your purpose. You know, that's going to make a lot more sense here in just a few minutes. But can I tell you this morning that the miracle that you are asking God for is found in your purpose this morning? If you would turn to Exodus 33, verse 15 is where I'm going to start. And He said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not, and thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while the glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. For the next little bit this morning, I want to teach under the title, Just Rest Your Eyes. Just Rest Your Eyes. And the story behind this title is I grew up as a twin brother. I was babysat by a lot of different people. When you have two little ones running around at the same time, Look at those little hellions up there. But when you had two of us running around, a lot of times it meant you were separated. All right, you're going with mom, you're going with grandma, have a good day. Because putting two in the same room just wasn't very fun for most people. But I remember my grandmother, who I love very much. If you know her, you are blessed just to know her, I promise you. She is an incredible woman. Amen. But she babysat us, both of us, quite often, actually. And, you know, she would take us to the park. She would take us, you know, to Chuck E. Cheese. She would take us to play games at random places. We would do all kinds of things with my grandma. And looking back now, I began to realize that all the things that she had us doing oftentimes had a purpose to them. And what I found is that purpose was, if I do this long enough, they're going to get tired and they're going to fall asleep. But you know as well as I do, you can't say that to a small child. You can't say, hey, you need to go to sleep. You can't say, hey, we're going to go take a nap. That's committing parental suicide there for a moment. So what you do is you say, hey, we're going to go do this, knowing that it's going to wear the child out. And then when they fall asleep, you've got the victory. Praise God. But I remember my grandma saying, now, boys, we're going to go do this. And then we're going to come home and we're going to rest our eyes for a little bit. And all we heard was Chuck E. Cheese and we were ready to go. But I remember one specific day I was at my grandma's house and we were out in the driveway and you know, as most little boys are, I was fast. I was really, really fast. And I wanted my grandma to time me to see how fast I was. And every time I would start at the edge of the driveway and I'd run to the garage and then back to the edge of the driveway. And no matter what I did, every single time it was 7 seconds. 7 seconds every single time. And I remember getting so upset that I could not beat 7 seconds. I even stopped and walked one time to see if I could get a number other than 7 seconds. And every time it ended up being 7 seconds. And I just couldn't comprehend what was happening, but it, you know, came to me a little bit later that grandma was reading a book and she really didn't care how fast I was running. And 7 seconds was simply a number that she knew would appease me. But I remember, you know, being aggravated and trying to beat that 7 seconds and grandma grabbing me and saying, all right, it's time to go inside and rest our eyes. And I realized then that, or I realize now that the purpose for all these different activities, for all the running, for all the games, for all the fun times and the laughs, grandma had a purpose. And her purpose was to get me to go to sleep. Just rest your eyes. Now, the problem was is when we'd go to Chuck E. Cheese, sometimes we'd see Dairy Queen on the way home and scream for Dairy Queen. And now we're hopped up on sugar. And now resting your eyes is out of the equation again. And so we would get home and she would wrestle with us. She would fight us and she would try to get us to go to sleep. And she found herself almost asking for a miracle. God, please let these kids go to sleep. When the purpose of everything we'd just done was to put me to sleep. You see, because the purpose wasn't fulfilled, she had to rely on the miracles that she could find in order to get something so simple. But my point this morning is that your purpose, when fulfilled, often cancels out a lot of your requests for a miracle. Amen. I know that we serve a God of miracles this morning. I'm not here to say that God won't honor miracles. I'm not saying anything like that. But I am saying that if you simply fulfill the purpose that God has for your life, a lot of times you will find the difficult situations that you have put yourself in no longer need a miracle because God has already worked it out. So we find ourselves in Exodus 33, a little bit of a backstory for you here. We're talking about the children of Israel. And the children of Israel have been brought out of Egypt and they're wandering around the wilderness for 40 years, as the Bible says, simply because they disobeyed, just because of their fear, just because they did not honor what God had told them to do. And right before we get to Exodus 33 and Exodus 32 is the story of Aaron taking the jewelry of the children of Israel and melting it down and making the golden calf statue that we talk about quite often and the paganism and the idolatry there. And we see that God's punishment for that is great. Moses is on the mountain talking to God and God is saying, Moses, get out of my way. I'm about to just wipe him out. This is about to be over. We're going to restart, Moses. Don't worry about it. I'm about to just take care of this. And Moses says, now hold on, God. Before you do that, if you do that, you do realize the purpose for bringing them out of Egypt is washed away because now there's no one here to rejoice over that. And so God spares most of them And we see that, God's punishment is a plague that he sends on the children of Israel, and many die. But in Exodus 33, God tells Moses to lead the remaining people to the promised land. He says, I'm going to send an angel before you. I want you to go. Your way is going to be cleared. I want you to lead these people. And Moses is in a situation where he is now pleading with God, not only to save the people, because God is still very upset. Amen. What was the very first commandment? What's the most important commandment? Love the Lord with all thy heart, right? And so when they begin to put something in front of God, especially a golden calf, in front of God, that was not acceptable. And so he became very upset with them, and he wanted to punish them greatly. And Moses found himself each and every time standing in between God and the children of Israel. And time again, Moses got them out. And we see in Exodus 33, Moses pleads with God to save the people. And not just to save the people, but to go with the people. You see, the remaining children of Israel, Moses would go to the temple and he would pray with God. And the Bible says that there was an interaction almost as friends would have, face to face is what it says. And it says that he never saw his face, but the interaction was as if face to face. And when that would happen, there would be a cloud that would form in front of that tent or that tabernacle to keep anyone from hearing, seeing, or knowing what was going on between God and Moses. And when that would happen, the children of Israel would go to the front of their individual tents and they would worship God. They'd bow down knowing that, hey, God's right over there. Our God is right over there. And even through that, God still knew, and God called his people basically wishy-washy, is what he called them. He said, that's not my plan, that's not my will, and because of that, these people are going to be punished. And Moses pleads with God and asks God, God, not only don't destroy these people, but go with us. When you send us to your promised land, please don't leave us here. Go with us. Understand this morning that God honored Moses not because he pleaded with God. God did not honor Moses because he begged him. God honored Moses because he had lived a life well fulfilled. Moses has already been there. He's already went back from his hiding place to Egypt. He's already rounded up his people. He stood in the face of arguably one of the most powerful men on earth and said, no, we're leaving. With or without your approval, we're going. So Moses has done everything that God has called him to do up to this point, and because of that, God honors him. Can I tell you this morning that sometimes we aren't ready for miracles? And that's hard to say because we pray for them an awful lot. And again, there's nothing wrong with praying for a miracle this morning. But sometimes we pray for miracles and we ask God to do certain things in our life, and we ask God to have his hand in each and every one of our situations. We ask God, you know, God, please save my family. But then we look at ourselves and we evaluate ourselves, and sometimes I don't think we're quite ready for that. Because sometimes we've got issues, I've got issues, that I am not completely prepared to handle yet. And because of that, to expect God to pour something into my life that I am not prepared to handle, as bad as this sounds, is almost a pointless miracle. For God to fulfill something knowing that we can't fulfill our part of that bargain just does not make sense. And so we find ourselves sometimes we are not physically ready to receive a miracle that we are asking God for. And the reason for that is sometimes our purpose is not fulfilled. And we're going to go into purpose here in just a moment. Understand that Moses in this situation, he wasn't allowed to see God's face. As we read in the tail end of Exodus 33, God said, you're going to hide your face and I'm going to go by. And I'm going to show you all my glory, but you will not see my face and live. So I'm going to hide your face so that you could see as much of me as I want you to see without giving everything to you. So you see, God is willing to work in our situations. God is willing to show us some things, but until we are fully prepared to accept everything that God has, he will not truly reveal himself to us. We're talking about Moses this morning. We're talking about one of the most influential leaders in the Bible could not see God's face. And so sometimes to expect as a Christian that God is just going to outpour himself onto our lives when we have not prayed, when we have not fasted, when we have not come to church on a regular basis, when we have not praised him with everything we have, it's just unrealistic. Right? The question is this morning is, if we want miracles, are we willing to fulfill God's purpose? Do you want to fulfill God's purpose this morning? Do you want to live your life as if God is directly impacting your life, as if God is directing your steps as you walk? I know I do. I want God to be present in my life at all times. And if you read Isaiah 43 and 7, we find that to give God glory is our purpose. And oftentimes as Christians, we have individual purposes. Some of us are missionaries. Some of us are Sunday school teachers. Some of us are preachers. Some of us do this. Some of us lead worship. All these different things. But one thing we all have in common is that our purpose through Jesus Christ is to worship God. And so if we are unwilling to worship God wholeheartedly, if we are not willing to fulfill that purpose with everything we have, how can we expect God to pour out His miracles on us? When we deviate from our purpose, when we realize that we're not going to take a nap yet, when we realize that everything we have just done is in vain, things completely change. We have to understand that our purpose is the reason for our resulted miracle this morning. We can ask God for all kinds of things. We can beg God for all kinds of things. But oftentimes God is just reminding us that, hey, you know what? If you'll go back to the place where I originally brought you, when you go back to the place of an altar so many years ago where you prayed through for the very first time, when you go back to the place where you poured your heart out to me and I honored that and I began to use you in a situation that you didn't even know about, that is when we find our miracles. It's not by just sitting here wondering what's going to happen and praying a little prayer like, God, please help me. Please take care of this situation. You see, words take no commitment. I can get up here this morning and I can say anything I want to say, but if my actions do not align with what I tell you this morning, if I'm telling you to worship this morning, and then when we get to worship service a little bit later and I sit on the second pew with my arms folded and do absolutely nothing, this message goes out the window. Amen. So if we expect that we can just go and ask God for something without giving Him anything in return, or without first giving Him anything, it's simply not going to happen this morning. Amen. God, when you look at the children of Israel, time and time again, the children of Israel won victories when they lived for God. They went here, they went there, they conquered, they took, they went according to God's purpose. And the second that they deviated from that, the second they made a false idol, God wanted to kill them. And I'm not telling you this morning that God wants to kill you for not worshiping. Don't misunderstand me. That'd be a little harsh. But what I can't tell you this morning that if you are not fulfilling God's purpose for your life, if you are not worshiping God with every single thing that you have in your body, if you are not living your life for Him completely, sold out, on fire for God, and then you expect God to do things for you that He would never do for anyone else, I'm sorry, God does not always work that way. When we deviate from our purpose, we are forced to rely on miracles. When we give up that purpose, when we decide that, you know what, since God hasn't already provided because maybe my heart's not right, I guess I'll just pray for a miracle. You see, when Grandma slipped up and she gave us ice cream right before nap time, she started praying for miracles. Lord, please let these kids go to sleep. And the same way with Israel, when they slipped up and now they're wandering around for 40 years in the desert doing absolutely nothing but wandering, I'm sure there were some times where there were some miracles that they were praying for. God, please just get us out of here. Lord, I'm sorry we didn't do what you asked us to do, but please just send us to the promised land now. I can't take this anymore. But because they deviated from the purpose that they had from God, and because some of them were unwilling to go back to the purpose that God had for them, God cannot work in their situation. God is a God of miracles this morning, and I don't want to make it sound or make anyone feel that God can't answer your prayers, because God is here to do just that this morning. But God is also here to receive your glory. God is also here to receive your worship. And that is why you are here this morning, is to give Him that worship, to give Him that glory. And when we do that, when that purpose is fulfilled according to God, now the miracles can happen. We say that God inhabits the praises of His people, do we not? We say that quite often, even in this church. And I believe that wholeheartedly. But sometimes that we're not praising God, and when we don't, we almost expect God to inhabit the pity and the hurt and the sin instead. You see, we don't want to give God the praise, but we still want God to be with us. And so we find ourselves purposeless, asking for miracles. God is able. God is willing. The question remains, are you willing to fulfill the purpose that God has for us? I know for me, as I told you, this is something I've battled with, and this seems so simple this morning that, you know, if you just live for God, then, you know, a lot of the things that we ask for will already be taken care of. But can I tell you this morning that's true? And I've fought with God for a year and a half now. God, please work in this situation. God, please take care of this. Please just remove this from my life. Please do this. Please do that. And I've begged God. I have begged God to change my life. And the answer I got was, go back to the purpose. Go back to the place where I first called you. Go back to the place where you were designed to go. Go back to the place where the basis of humanity is found. Worship. Amen. And I have found in my life that every time God has ever spoke to me, I found myself in a place of worship. Anytime God has ever performed a miracle in my life, can I tell you that it wasn't just because. There was someone who prayed over me. There was someone who worshiped over me. I worshiped over myself. I prayed over myself. I went into the purposes that God had for my life much deeper than just, oh, praise Jesus. And can I don't want to make it sound like this morning that I'm just beating this church over the head. We have a beautiful church. We have a great church. You people are some of the greatest worshipers I've ever seen in my life. But can I tell you that it doesn't just stop at just praise God. It doesn't just stop at a hand clap. It doesn't just stop at a hallelujah. But when we fully tap into the purpose that God has for us, and when you want the miracles that God has for you, it starts with an outward display of affection. It comes by giving God everything we have. We wander through the desert sometimes and we're just begging and we're just pleading with God for miracles. If we would just fulfill the purpose that He designed us to fulfill in the first place, we probably wouldn't have even been found in this place. If the children of Israel would have just taken the land that God told them to take when He told them to take it, they wouldn't have had to walk around it for 50 years. They would have already been there. It's the same way with you this morning. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what miracle you're begging God for. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're fulfilling your purpose to the fullest, and I pray to God that you are. But can I tell you this morning that if you are waiting for God to work in a situation and you are not working in the situation, that is probably not going to end very well. You're going to have to go back to a place of worship. You're going to have to go back to a place of complete adoration for the word of the Lord, for God Himself. And when you do that, God will work in your situation. God will reveal Himself to you. And that does not mean that God is just going to give you the miracle that you're asking for. This morning, I still do not have the answer that I asked God for. But I do have an answer. I do have instruction from God, and I can work with that. We have to stop relying on God to always break through. I think God has all power. God has all authority. And I think we all fully agree with that, believe that, and understand that. But just because God has all authority and all power does not mean that God is just going to dictate and take over every situation in your life. Sometimes we sit around and we wait for God to break through in our situation, when in return it needs to be us that's breaking through to God in our situation. Amen. Somebody needs to learn every once in a while that you're going to have to praise through your situation. You're going to have to pray to God, not in asking, but in worship through your situation. And when you do that, God will renew your purpose. God will give you a vision. God will give you the miracle you're asking for. But first, you have to fulfill that purpose that God has given you. God wanted to wipe out the children of Israel. I don't know about you, but I want to be the Moses church. I want to be the church that we've already fulfilled our purpose, and we're just basking in the glory of the Lord. Amen. We're so on fire for God that no one can contain it. The miracles are coming without asking for them. And in return, all we get to do is just rejoice in them and praise God even more for the things He's already done and for the things we now know God will do, because we have fulfilled the purpose that He has for us and worshiping Him. I want to be the Moses church. The church is so full of purpose that no one can contain it. No one can deny it. We are on fire for God. But can I tell you this morning that if we want whatever it is we want from God, sometimes we're going to have to remove some things from our life. This is a chair right here. Just a regular chair, nothing fancy. Well, I mean, it is pretty fancy, but I mean, nothing extraordinary about this chair. This chair has a purpose. It's supposed to be sat on. It's supposed to make my feet stop hurting when I'm tired. You all are sitting in comfortable pews this morning, listening to me, and that's the purpose of those pews, is to give you somewhere to sit while you listen. But can I tell you this morning that this chair right now is not fulfilling its purpose? You see, before I sit on this chair, I have to move some things. I have to push some things out of my way so that the purpose of this chair can be used. I feel like sometimes this morning we come to church and we want to sit on the chair as we're designed to. We want to worship God. We want to give Him everything we have. And we come with that mindset that, Lord, I'm going to give You everything I have this morning. But we get here and we find stuff sitting in our way. And I'm talking about in church this morning. We often find that the purpose that God has for us is being roadblocked, not by God, but by us. We have allowed things to come in between us and our relationship with God. We put our worship on hold because there's something sitting in our seat this morning. Amen. If you want the will of God in your life, if you want the miracles of God in your life, if you want to fulfill the purpose of God this morning, you're going to have to take some things and move them out of your way. And it might not be anything big. It might not be anything small. Who knows what it could be? But I do know that in my life, I have found that if I would have just got out of the way, if I would have stopped begging God for things that God was going to take care of in the first place, and I would have just went back to the purpose that God has designed me to be from day one, He would have taken care of it. I mean, can I tell you this morning that I don't have the answer I'm looking for just yet? I don't have the miracle that I'm begging God for, I was begging God for, but what I can tell you is I have a renewed purpose this morning. And I have found that through that renewed purpose, God can work. Yes, that through my worship that is about to go up, God will dwell in that. God can work in that. And when you want the miracles of God in your life, you're going to have to find yourself in a place where the purpose of Jesus Christ is more important to you than anything else. This is not something that's just wishy-washy. This isn't something that's just going to go away. God has designed you for a purpose this morning. And you may find yourself wandering through the desert, purposeless, because you have deviated from the plan God has for your life. But can I tell you this morning that we serve a God of glory? We serve a God of miracles. We serve a God of mercy. And when you come to God and you say, God, I'm willing to fulfill that purpose. I know I've been wandering for a long time. I know I haven't done everything that I was supposed to do. God, I've begged You and I've pleaded with You and I've prayed to You and nothing has happened. But I'm willing to go back to the purpose that You designed me to be. And through that, I have faith in You to take care of my situation. You see, when Moses asked God to go with him, you go with the children of Israel into the promised land. God had already said no. God said, look, if I go with you, I might do some things I regret. That's what He told Moses. If I go with you, there might not be any people by the time we get there. So I'm going to stay here. And Moses says, whoa, 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 God. Now the purpose of all of this was to see us enter the promised land. Please go with us. I don't want to go if You're not going. We don't want to go anywhere that You are not present. And can I tell you this morning that the fact that God went with them was not because Moses begged Him. It was because Moses was obviously willing to fulfill the purpose that God had. Man, sometimes we need to just rest our eyes a little bit. We need to stop fighting against the purpose of what it is that we're doing, knowing full and well that we're going against it. Sometimes we need to stop begging God for miracles and we just need to fulfill the purpose. We just need to close our eyes and just rest a little bit. Just do what God has already called us and designed us to do. And let the miracles be God's problem. Let God take care of the things that are outside of our control. And just live our lives for God completely. When you look at Exodus 33, God told Moses, Moses, I'm going to show you some things. Just rest your eyes. He said, you're not ready to see everything just yet. If you see My face, you can't live. So I'm not going to let you see My face. Just rest your eyes, Moses. I'm going to put My hand up. You're not going to be able to see. You're just going to catch the tail end of Me as I go by. And I feel like that's what God is telling somebody this morning. You are begging God for a miracle. You are begging God to reveal something in your life. And His answer to you is just rest your eyes. Just do what I've already told you to do. You'll catch the tail end of me, and when you're ready, I will reveal myself to you. What do we want? As individuals, as Christians, as a church, what do we want? What is it that we're asking God for? Maybe it's a blessing. Maybe it's a financial blessing or a healing, or maybe it's a loved one lost, or it could be any number of things. And I believe God can work in each and every one of those situations. I don't want anyone leaving this session this morning thinking that I'm telling you that God will not perform miracles for you, because He will. He does it every single day. But what I can tell you is the things that we often ask God for would not even be an issue if we would simply fulfill the purpose of God in our life. The miracles that you're looking for this morning come through worship. They come through giving God the glory that you were designed to give Him. That is the sole purpose for your existence, is to give God glory. We don't need miracles with a bit of worship in our life. We need worship with a bit of miracles in our life. We've got to get back to the place where we are giving God everything we have, everything that we can give Him, and through that, God will give us everything we are in need of. And that is a promise. When we look at God's response to Moses in Exodus 33, God says, I know you by your name, and I have grace over you. Moses has gotten to the point in his relationship with God where he has fulfilled so much that God says, you're not just average. My grace is covering you, and I know you by name. This morning, that is my prayer, that God's grace would cover us, that God would know us by name, not because we keep pestering Him for something, but because we are so on fire for God, because we are fulfilling our purpose to the fullest, that we're not letting God forget who we are. Would you stand with me this morning? Your miracle comes through purpose. You just need to rest your eyes this morning. You just need to learn that your purpose is the answer to the prayers you've been asking. You need to learn that God is in control. God has the power to perform that miracle. You just do you. You just give God everything you have this morning and watch Him work. I challenge you this morning. In closing, I challenge you. As we worship today, you give God every single thing you have. You don't hold back. You don't put anything on the back burner. You don't worry about the person next to you. You don't worry about what you're going to look like. You don't worry about what's going on after church. You give God every single thing you have this morning. And when you do that with a clear heart, with a sound mind, knowing that you are doing it for God, God will work in that. Your answer is in your purpose this morning, not in another begging session. Give God what's His and watch Him work. Amen. As we close this morning, would you bow your head with me?